I've been waiting to tell you this. Okay. So at the match on the weekend at Adelaide Oval, and you can always let us know your thoughts on the footy over the weekend, 2-0-4-2-7-1-5-4-1-6-6. We have a ceremonial first goal of the game.
Yes.
If you've been to a Port Adelaide match before, they get a former legend, a former great of the club, to go and get a football, kick it through like your first pitch. Okay, so on the weekend, funnily enough, it was SENSA's very own Darryl Wakelin.
Defender.
Mm. A few things happened prior to the kick. I went up and said hello to Darryl, and he hasn't aged a bit. Like, he's just a beautiful-looking man.
Big rooster.
Yeah, so we've gone for a walk, and I've said to him, now, I met him at the players' interchange race, and I said, look, just to let you know, you can walk up to the goal line and kick it through. And he said, look, has anyone missed before? Now, one person has missed, and that's Greg Anderson. He's
really
the only person who has missed. And I usually say to the players who get the opportunity to kick the first goal of the game, the late, great Eric Freeman, he kicked a goal once, after having about 5 glasses of red in the pre-match function. So if Fritzy Freeman can do it, like, anyone can do it. So what does Darryl Wakelin do? He has a warm-up kick. He's about 25 out, 45-degree angle, and he kicks a goal. And I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm just having a warm-up. So he's kicked the goal. Then I've spoken to Darryl Wakelin on the microphone. It's his time to shine. And I said, you're looking great. The biggest mistake he made was said, oh, mate, kids keep you young, and I'm a pharmacist, so I get the best drugs in Australia.
Oh, wow.
And I'm thinking, there's 38,000 people here. Do not say that.
Tongue in cheek.
There's no dump button on the stadium microphone. Following on from that, I've said, Darryl, you can go up to the goal line. First goal of the game, round one, 2023. Darryl Wakelin. And he missed. He went far right. So he went and got the ball again. And kicked it through.
He had to run over and pick it up.
He did. He had to pick up his own football and kick it through. Even better, he pinged his hammy.
Oh, really?
I found out later at halftime that he pinged his hammy while missing the first goal of the game.
Deary me. One job, hey?
One job. So thankfully he sounded a lot better on radio on SEN.
Well, here's the thing, though. It didn't disrupt the celebration. You know, like sometimes when the day gets off to a bad start and then it just goes from bad to worse, you lose by a lot. That reminds me of Bill Sanders, the great Bill Sanders, who was the CEO of the Adelaide Football Club when we had some success in 97 and 98. And in the first game of 1999, Bill was charged with running the flag up the pole, unfurling of the premiership flag. Guess what happened? He put the flag up backwards, which anyone that knows anything about maritime, when the flag goes upside down, it means we're in distress. And in 1999, we went from being premiers to being 12th, which is the greatest ever fall from grace of an AFL premiership side. So, Bill, we're blaming you. You put the flag up backwards and that cursed us for the rest of the year, upside down.
Oh, my gosh. It's just on 7 o'clock. Lockie Jones from the Power Not Too Far Away will dissect their huge win, almost 10-goal win against the Lions as well. Good morning.